Hi everyone, Samian here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Joe, and he sent me a topic called When Muslim Women Merge with Western Men, and here's what he has to say, and I quote, "Hello Samian, you really changed my life over the last few years, and I take my rent pills every day by listening to your content. Keep up the good work. A buddy of mine met a Russian woman who migrated to our country a few years ago, and has now become Muslim, claiming faith gives her direction in life because she was a model among other things. Then deleted her social media accounts so that random men don't text her anymore. My buddy was also fully into MGTOW before, and he didn't care much for marriage, having kids, and women in general. But now has made a complete turnaround and wants all the things he never wanted. I still haven't given up my hopes and pray that he wakes up and separates at some point before he puts himself through all this hell. Anyway, they recommended me an acquaintance of his girlfriend, who's also of Muslim faith and doesn't want Arab men anymore, because they have worse values than Western men. I then got her number and texted her. Now comes the interesting part of the story. She fled to Europe 8 years ago from Syria, and her family learned the language here, and she started to study interaction design. She separated from her husband, with whom she had a 5-year-old son, because he beat and oppressed her. Since then, she's looking for a Western man, but she wants to keep her Muslim faith. Then her new husband converts, accepts the existing child, and fathers 2 or 3 more with her. Furthermore, one is not allowed to touch her, see her without a hijab, etc., before marrying her. The marriage must happen within 1 year and must take place both according to Muslim law and your country's law. She rejects a prenup because it would just be too complicated. I'm self-employed, and for me, it would never come into question to marry without a prenup or to marry at all. According to Muslim tradition, you agree on an amount, i.e. 20,000, or a certain amount of gold that the wife gets when you divorce, unless she's cheated. So you get double fed. First you have to give her all this stage money, and then you have to pay alimony as well. I told this story to several friends, and all of them had the same opinion as me. That's an absolute scam, and even more absurd than a normal Western woman. All the women I told this to were clearly more restrained and did not really support me. They rather joked that it would be funny if you got involved in this bad deal, and that you had to respect their beliefs. Now imagine that you would demand all that from a woman, because you find Muslim women visually and in terms of values pretty nice. Force her to become a Christian, to adopt your culture and faith completely. Also align her whole life according to your standards, and also to give you money for the marriage and to sign contracts that would be at a disadvantage to her. The media would tear you apart for this. So please tell me which man in the world would agree to such a deal, and if he would still be called a man. Kind regards, Joe." Well, Joe, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I'll discuss the type of man that gets into this sort of scam in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor. Bottom Line Concepts helps small businesses receive refundable tax credits from the U.S. government if they kept their workers during COVID in 2020 and the first 3 quarters of 2021. You can receive up to $26,000 per employee from the CARES Act. This is in addition to the PPP loans. You can get $5,000 per employee in 2020 and $7,000 per quarter in 2021. The lockdowns muzzled your employees with face diapers, and this is a way for the government to try to make things right. To see if you qualify, visit the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to stupid and thirsty Western simps giving a Muslim wife their stack of gold and silver and converting to Islam, which technically has the death penalty if you try and leave it, clown world show. Why would a man make this sort of deal? Because it's either that or a Western woman. At least with Muslim women, he's more likely to get a traditional woman by handing over his 10 ounces of gold. But just because she's more likely to cook and clean as a domestic goddess doesn't mean that she's going to be faithful to you. She probably sees Western men as having higher sexual marketplace value, and odds are her kids are going to have higher IQ than the one she had with the Syrian man that abused her. By the way, Arab men aren't as likely to put up with abuse from women because they come from more traditional backgrounds, and it's usually 5 across the eyes. They're more likely to be dishing it out to the women instead. She said that her ex-husband beat and oppressed her. Can that be confirmed, or is she just saying that so she appears to be the victim? Of course, good old-fashioned whoopings were probably commonplace in Syria, but remember the old Bitcoin motto, don't believe, verify. Women, however, are masters at putting up a smokescreen of queefs so you can't learn the truth about their situation. Of course, her rejecting the prenup as being too complicated is just what you'd expect, but she still expects you to agree to a complicated divorce contract up front, as well as eventually alimony settlements if things fall apart. She's going to get the best of both worlds. The best the West with regards to alimony and child support after a divorce, but the best the East by getting $20,000 in gold up front, or just shy of 10 ounces. She wins by entering a marriage, and she wins again by leaving it. That should be a deterrent enough for any level-headed man in the West. But men aren't level-headed when they're in love, and all they see is purple-haired hippos all around them. Many would rather take one with a hijab instead of a girl that was once named Bob. As for the Western women you shared this story with, they didn't support your points and arguments because of female-owned group preference. I bet you that some of them saw what Muslim women were doing and became jealous and thought of converting to Islam, so they could probably pull the same scam, also cross their minds. That's what'd be going through my mind if I was a whammy. With more thirsty guys than ever in the West, some are willing to take a $20,000 gamble on a so-called traditional wife, instead of a modern feminist one. As for your old bunny that relapsed back into his blue-pilled ways and is no longer going his own way, it happens. Usually after 6 months to a year after the initial red-pilling, when a guy starts getting thirsty again. It happened to me and many guys. It just means that he's probably gone through the first red pill rage, but not the second one. That's all. Both his conscious and subconscious need to understand female nature so that they fall in agreement with one another, and until that happens, he's going to have to deal with a lot of inner conflict. He's fallen into his old blue pill ways, and it's tough to fall out of them unless a friend or your YouTube followers point out your behavioral changes. That's what happened to me when I did what your friend did back in 2015. I can't believe it's been that long. It still feels like yesterday. A lot of guys that do get red-pilled change their approach to dating and relationships if they choose to swim in those period blood waters again. They tend to look towards more traditional women. That's what happened to me as well. I stopped dating women from European backgrounds, Western European to be specific, because I was tired of all the old tomfoolery. But I quickly learned that foreign women had their own flavor of manipulation, and they used so-called traditional gender roles to entice me to stay. All I could see was manipulation instead of love. That's when I knew I was done. Because once you're aware of female nature and you date one of them, you yourself know what love is, but the way they look at you doesn't look like love to me. It looks to me like they're working in the circus as a trainer, and you're an elephant. There's that story about how in the circus, when an elephant is young, they nail his leash to the ground, and it's way too much for him to pull it out of the ground. So after that, no matter how big he gets, he never tries again, because he believes it's an impossible task. Taking the red pill is like an elephant becoming aware that it's now strong enough to pull that spike out of the ground, and then it runs off and enjoys its freedom for a while. But soon he learns that he's only used to captivity, so he heads back to the circus, where he has no freedom, but at least it's an environment that he understands, and his mind is already used to it. That's what it's like going back to dating after you've been red-pilled. Joe, sorry that you were potentially set up with a Muslim woman that was going to run a marriage scam on you. But it is women's duty to play matchmaker and make sure their frenemies and family members get a so-called good man. They don't care about your hopes and dreams. They don't care about what happens to you. They just see you as a nice juicy target for their friend, and if she gets together with you, then your future wife will actually owe the woman that introduced you a favor or something. You're dealing with mobsters of memories, calling in favors, and you just happen to be the person being used to play their games. I'm sick and tired of it, and hopefully you are too. It doesn't matter where you're from, they're always pushing to get men hooked up to their friends. The only way you can avoid this is if you have all MGTOW or incel friends that understand there's no such thing as female friends, and they also avoid them as well. Then for the most part, you can be sure you're not going to be solicited by used up slits. Also, many Western men are not going to marry a Muslim woman without sampling the merchandise first. What if she's sewn up down there and she smells like eau de fromage? Plus, in the case of your friend, she's a single mother, and that's already bad enough. The only somewhat good thing is that she actually wants two or three kids. That's telling me that she's not just interested in having one anchor baby to keep you there in place. The one thing about traditional women is that they're absolutely obsessed with reproducing, from my experience. They'll do whatever it takes to take your baby better. They also don't like sex as much as Western feminist women for some reason. They could take it or leave it, but Western women demand it from me. I found that a bit strange. Maybe it was their biological clock ticking down or something. Joe, it sounds to me like these Muslim women are making nothing but demands for themselves and are at least being upfront that any and all relationship would be about them and not about you. But then again, it's like that in all relationships, but I guess you just have to respect Muslim women for being upfront about it, all being about me, me, me. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Joe for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that if you're a Western man marrying a Muslim woman, you won't get to smash her until you pay her 20 grand worth of gold. And even then, she's still cold. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the Muslim single mothers trying to trap you into a loveless relationship away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.